continuing with the Shurim on the Likutei Moran, but now we're just explaining this Gemara of Rabba Baba Chana with B.R. Groh, the Perish of the Groh on the Agadatus. So there's a second Shur in the B.R. Groh, in the Groh. Okay, so the Groh says as follows. I think we're repeating this. This is a repetition, but it'll help. So it says, all of this is caused to us because of Shibud Malchut V'Tzarot. I.e., all the tzar that a person has, or all the pain that a person has, right, is really because of Galus. That's a Chiddush. Right? I mean, it's not really a Chiddush, but because all the tzar of Galus is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kivyachal. He's mitzav of hester upon him. He's turned somewhat away from us in general. That means even to an individual, there's a hester upon him based on the cloud. Right? So because of that concept, right, the tzar, the pain that a person feels is because of the goddess. Galut, the exile of the Jewish people, the galut. Rabbi Alexandri, like the statement of Rabbi Alexandri after his prayers, like, you know, there's a whole Gemara which says that different Rabbanim, it's Gemara and Brachos, different Rabbanim said after the prayers different Bakashas. So this Bakasha of Rabbi Alexandri was a Bakasha, was a pleading about Galus. So this is what he said. Ribono kol ha'olamim, master of all the worlds, i.e. the physical and the spiritual worlds. Galui v'yadua, it's revealed and known, lufanecha. Shirotzoneinu, that our will, lasot rotzonecha, to do your will, i.e., this is an important thing, the internal will of a person is to do the will of Kodesh Baruch Hu, i.e., his inner rotzon, right? So in a certain sense, everyone's inner rotzen is to God's will. Everyone internally, the depth of a person is good. Right? So his inner will is to do your will. Or mima akev, who's preventing us from doing your will? Se'or shebe'isa. Se'or shebe'isa is chametz, the leaven in the bread. Vishibud Malchus and the servitude to the ruling powers of at that time. Right? So now the Gemara is going to explain this. This is a Gemara Brachas, Yitzayin and Madaf. So the Gemara explains, Perush. Kilule, if it wasn't for Shibud Malchus, if it wasn't for the Galus, if it wasn't for our enslavement somewhat to the powers of the time, we wouldn't be allowing the soul lachmitz, i.e., we have a Yetzirah. What causes us not to be in control of the Yetzirah? The situation of the Jewish people in Galus that allows us to let the Yetzirah lachmitz to flourish, to leaven. This is what he's saying. Kamo shekatu, like it says, v'yafu et abatzek. And when they left it, Mitzrayim, this was Geula, they baked the bread, the dough, matzot. They made it matzot. They made it unleavened bread. That's why Pesach we eat unleavened bread. Ki garshu, garshu me Mitzrayim. They was pushed out of Egypt. The time of the Geula is the time we don't let the unleavened the so'or, the yeast, to rise. We stop it from rising. That's Geula. Geula, we have the koach to do that. In Galus, we don't have the koach. And the so'or shebe'isa, because of our enslavement to the situation at the time, the so'or shebe'isa can rise. And that's the Yetzirah. V'lechein afu matzah. They were able to make matzah without so'or, without the allowing the yeast to rise, i.e. the Yetzirah to have its existence, to come and to be dominant. Ubagalut, in our galus, right, in the exile, chazu shte elu, we have back these two things, shivud malchus and sol shbi isa, mele the eight sahara. Sol shbi isa, kumushukadim, milush batzek al chamatzo, chamatzto, that's in Hosea, vagam shivud malchus. Okay, now this needs explaining. Who this Sosha Be'is is Yetzirah? The Groh in another place explains. This is very important in understanding. He says, if you look in Parshas Vayeshev, we can't get there, Bezor Hashem, it says there that Esav, i.e. the Western world, is Dome Lekash. We're still in Goddess Esav. It's Goddess Esav, which its head, so to speak, its expression is Ishmael. But the behind, the koach behind, is Esav. This is explanation, but I'm not going to do that now. Yeah? Just accept what I'm saying. Esav, says the Rashi there, it's based on a Gemara, or Midrash, that Esav is dome lekash. Esav is similar to the kash, the chaff. So, if Esav is the chaff, then you have the wheat, and the wheat has the leavened part and the unleavened part, right? Has a part, wheat's made up of two parts, the part that it causes it to rise, yeast. And the cause, the yeast part, not exactly what it's called, but there is a part like that in the yeast, and there is the part which is free. So when we make flour, you have both parts. Says the Groh, that's not Esav, that's not the Umas HaOlam. That's from Klal Yisrael. The Chita is associated with Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. So who is this source to be Esav? It's not Umas HaOlam, says the Groh. It's the Erev Rav. It's that mixed multitude that came out of Egypt with us. That Erev Rav is the source to be Esav. They caused the Jewish people the biggest tzaras, i.e. the Jews themselves. So, since we see that Shibud Malchus is what's the cause for the Yetzirah to have expression, the soul should be Issa, to rise, right? It means that basically, Goddess means a time when Kodesh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, his influence in our lives, seems distant. And because his influence on our lives is distant, the Gemara says, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's influence on us, we can't be in control of the Yetzirah. Right? If it wasn't for his Ozro lo yecholo, if it wasn't for his help, we wouldn't be able to control our Yetzirah. Goddess is a period of time we don't have that siyur. We don't have openly that help. So, we're not able to. He'll grow. He'll cause us. And this is Malach HaMavos, like we said before. This is the thing which causes us to do Averis and causes us Atzah. So because we don't have this involvement of Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives that we do have in Geula, when there's a clear... What's the difference between Galus and Geula? Galut is Gimel Lamed Vav Tes. Geula is Gimel Aleph Vav Lamed. I mean, right? Gole or Geula. It's a difference of an Aleph. Gole is Gimel Vav Lamed Aleph. Hey, yeah? Or Geula is Gimel Aleph Vav Lamed. Hey, it's a difference of an Aleph. Galut is also from a concept of revelation. It's what the Galut, this Tzah in us, is what is supposed to bring us to this Geula. This pain that we feel is not there for no reason. It's there that we bring the Geula. What's the Geula? The Geula is the revelation, the Gole of the Aleph, the revelation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This Tzah is to bring us an understanding that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in the world and to make our lives dependent on Him. That we can't. If we look at what's happening in our times, it's very clear to most people. We have one of the best economies in the world, right? We have probably the best trained army in the world. We have probably the most technical, and you know, we're exporting the stuff we develop to America, to all sorts. I saw now in the newspaper they have some sort of radar they developed in Israel that's the best in the world. They can see thousands of kilometers, planes, or anything. We have tremendous technology. We have tremendous intelligence. We have satellites. We have all that we need in terms of the army. And you have little children with little stab daggers, and the whole country is at arms. We can't control it. What's that telling you? Doesn't matter what you have. Doesn't matter what you do. You're in God's. What can save you from it? Nothing. Is there a solution to the problem? No. There's no solution. You're in this mess, and you're going to stay in this mess until you realize that you have to change. Until you realize that you're dependent on me. That's what he's doing to us. No one can get us out of this. We're stuck. That's what Godless is about. Godless is to make us realize that we're dependent on him, in order that we mishabit ourselves. The shibud of the malchus is so strong that we can't get out of it, and we realize the only way out is return to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose, and that brings the geula. That's why geula, the Arizal, Adam's right, geula is brought through our tefillah. Yishmael, this is the final goddess. Yishmael, the tzad, Yishmael causes us, will make us daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, realize that we're dependent on him. Yishmael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will hear us. That brings the geula. I.e., the realization that we have no one but a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the revelation of that Allah, that brings the geula. V'yesh lanu al zeh shtei haftachot. We have two promises. Achad, the first promise, she'af begalut, even in this galus, yatzil otanu mikol tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us from all pain. K'mo shekatuv, like it says, v'af gam zot be'eretz oyveihem, and even this in the land of your enemies. Lo ma'astim, I wasn't disgusted from you. Even though you didn't have errors, even that you caused this goddess to come to you, I didn't go away from you. I'm still there with you. V'ken, and similarly it says in another place, this is in Dvarim, this is in Tehillim, imo anochi b'tzara, with him I am in his sorrow. I am with the Jewish people, God says, with their pain in God's. So the first haftacha is, even in God's, even a period of hester upon him, even a period of pain, God's with us. There's still hashgacha. It's a lower form of hashgacha, but there's still hashgacha. Influence of God with us. He's with us. Vashenit, and the second haftacha, shivtich lanu l'ga'aleinu min ha'galus. Second promise is this goddess is not going to be forever. There's going to be an end to it.
What's that? Can you
repeat? Now the Gemara is going to explain the why. What? Remember we spoke about the rod that you hit the Eitz Sahara with, right? And what was written on it? It was written Ekyeh Asher Ekyeh Yudke Hashem Tzvakot. So now the Gemara is going to explain what that means here. What that means. Those are the haftachas. The two haftachas he's going to explain. That's what's chakuk, that's what's engraved on this rod that you hit the Yetzirah with. This is our koach. Hiftiach lanu b'Mitzrayim. He promised us in Egypt. Ekyeh asher ekyeh. That's where the words ekyeh asher ekyeh come from. Eyeh imam. I will be with them, with the Jewish people, b'shibud zeh, in this goddess, in this exile. V'yeh imam b'shibud malchiyot. And I will be with them in every shibud malchiyot, in every exile that comes forth. The reason that I'm going to explain to you, the Gro explains that we came out of Egypt b'chipazon. We were 210 years in Egypt, we should have been there 400 years. So Rashi says 400 years, Chazal says, from the birth of Yitzchak. But really, says the Gro, we should have actually been in Egypt 400 years. That was what was told to Avraham Avinu. That was a prophecy. We should have really been. We were taken out of Egypt early. Why? Because we reached the 49th level of impurity. Had we gone further down, there would be no Jewish people. Most of the Jewish people, this is Rashi, this is Chazal, most of the Jewish people were left in Egypt. They died in Makat Choshech. Makat Choshech was the plague of darkness. The plague of darkness, says the Midrash, was the darkness of Gehinnom. They were lost as a people. And when they died, Rashi says they were killed in Makat Choshech by God. So the Egyptians wouldn't know that the Jews were killed. If you do the mathematics, you're talking about 8 million people. How do you not know that 8 million people died? So, you have to understand what it means. Chazal tell us that the Jewish people left Egypt. They didn't change their names. They didn't change the ones who left. They didn't change their clothing. And they didn't change the language. They spoke Lashon HaKodesh. It means the people who didn't leave didn't have those things. They were assimilated completely. They looked like Egyptians. And that's what it means, Makat Choshech. They died spiritually. They were spiritually dead. There's nothing Jewish about them. That's why they died. Not the slaves. That's why they died in Egypt, in Makat Choshech. They were removed from the Jewish people because they were nothing Jewish about them. That's called a simile. One, Rashi says, Chamushim Ya'alu Mitzrayim. Rashi says, Chamishit. A fifth of the Jewish people left Egypt. Four fifths died in Makat Choshech. It's Rashi. It's a Midrash. It's Rashi though. That means 8 million, roughly 8 million Jews died in Makat Choshech. Because 600,000 males died. Females, added 1.2, children and older people. We're talking about 2 million people that came out of Egypt.
You said because
and
they
8
were
million
spiritual.
Died there. Yeah? A Jew's purpose is to live as a Jew. When a Jew loses that purpose, he loses any connection. There's no reason for his life. Therefore, the choshech of Gehinnom, the darkness of Gehinnom, just absorbs him. That's death, that's spiritual death. And for a Jew, he doesn't have physical existence. We explained that. A Jewish people came into this world only because Avraham and Sarah went beyond the physical constellations, right? And they saw that according to the higher worlds, they could have children, right? According to the physical world, it wasn't shaykh to have children. It means our whole kiyum is in the higher worlds. If we connect the higher worlds to the physical, if we're living in the physical world, there's no kiyum for us. There's no existence for us. That's why the klalus, that's why godless, when we leave our ways, it's automatic that we have all these tzaras. Because we have no kiyum, we have no existence in the physical world. So that's the first promise. The second promise, Balasheni, the second promise. L'ga'aleinu min hagalus, to redeem us from the exile. Yesh lanu mashkon. We have, on this, says the Gemara, a mashkon. What's the mashkon we have? Mashkon, you know what mashkon is? Mashkon is a lien. I borrow money from you. You're worried that I'm not going to pay back. So you're taking a lien. I give you my gold watch as a leaning. So if I don't pay, you can take my gold watch. You take the money from my gold watch. You sell it, you get the money back. So we have a mashkon. What's the mashkon? With the lien. Shneema ki yad al keska. The hand of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is on his kisek, which represents now at this stage only Ka, only Yud Ke, which does not mean his name isn't complete. We explain this. Amru Razal, Sh'ein Hashem Shalem, his name isn't complete, Ve'ein HaKishe Shalem, and therefore his throne, which is an expression of his name, expression of his purpose, which is Yud Ke Vav Ke, Ad Shigalenu, until he redeems us. Brings it here from Tanchuma. Right? So that's a mashkon. Why is that a mashkon? That God's name isn't revealed. I explained this to you but many times. Yehuda, that's what we call Yehudim. Yehuda from the word Yehuda. Yehuda is God's name. Just the Dalet, there's a Dalet in there. The Dalet represents Malchus, Dalet Aniyah. when the Dalet gets converted to a Hey, Hey is a Dalet Yud. The first Yud is expressed in the Dalet, i.e. the Tchila, the Yud, the Machshava, is expressed in the Hey. Heilach means the expression, right? Here it is. Means expression, that's what Hey represents. When the Yud is expressed in the Hey, that's God's name. That's the purpose of the Jewish people. We have a mashkon that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to reveal us, has to redeem us, because if we're not redeemed, God's name can't be filled, it can't be expressed, because we're the expressors of God's name. So we are God's mashkon, we are God's lean, so to speak, that He has to redeem us, because without that, His name isn't complete in the world. So this kiseh, it's not shalem, this name is not shalem, is a mashkon in our redemption, because without us, there can't be a full expression of God's name in the world. Name expressed means His purpose is expressed in the world, which is to reveal His oneness, His unity, His will, and His ratzon. His will. Inyan Hashem, the concept of this name, K'moshu Kadav Razal, like the rabbis teach us, Amar Rabbi Yezer, says Rabbi Yezer by Yaakov, Miyom Shekara Chara Beis HaMikdash, from the day that was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash, Dai Le'olamo, it's sufficient to the world, Shishtamesh B'Shtei Otiyot, that they will use only two Otiyot. That means, the Mishkan, and if you think about the word, and this is Chazal, Mishkan is Loshen Mashkon. Either Mishkan is this Mashkon, which we have to reveal God's name. That's what a Mishkan represents. A Mishkan, when we have the Mishkan, we have the revelation of God's name. Shneema, Kol HaNeshama Tehalelka, all people, all souls, will praise Yudke, is God's name. Right? So what's he explaining here? He's saying, when there's Golus, God's name, the only part of God's name that can be expressed in the world is Yudke. That's why it's sufficient for us to praise God in that name. Because praise means what you praise someone for. You praise when you get something. I thank you for something that you gave me. The maximum that you can reach, the maximum concept of revelation that you can reach in Golus is an incomplete revelation of His name. So therefore, the way we praise God at that time can only be with Yudke. We can't praise Him with His full name. His name isn't complete. It's like Kiddushin without Chuppah. We're married to Him, we're not living with Him. The Mishkan is also the Lashon of Shochen. He dwells with us. So the Gros says about marriage. It says, you know, there's a famous Chazal, the Ish v'Isha. You have man and wife. You take away from Ish the Yud, you have Eish, fire. You take away from a woman, Isha, the Hay, you have Eish. So it says, Yud Kei B'nehem, God's name is between them. You have Ish v'Isha. Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Right, that's Kiddushin. Ask the Gro, where do you have the Vavke? When's the Vavke? Where's the Vavke expressed? So, Gro says, the Ksuva, the Ktuba. Ktuba is really a Ktav. It's really a written document, a marriage document. You can't live with your wife unless she has a Ktuba, unless she has a written marriage document. Says the Gro, really the name for the Ktuba is Ktav. It's a document. Right? You'll see today, we go to the Chasna, you write out this document, it's called the Ketubah, and the woman you give it to the wife, you do it under the Chuppah. Because you can only live with your wife when she has a Ketubah. That's a Derabbanan Takana. Says the Gro, Ktav is Kaf Tav Beis. Ketubah is Kaf Tav Vav Beis Hey. What's the extra letters? Vav Hey. The living with your wife is the Vav Hey. I.e. the marriage is the Yud K, the Vav K is the living with your wife. When we have the Mishkan, when we're dwelling with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the expression of the Vav K. When we don't have the Mishkan, there's no Vav K, there's only Yud K. We're only married, we're only connected, we're not living with a person. Now obviously you can understand you're married to a person, but you're not living with them, is a very different relationship when you're actually living with them in harmony. It's a much higher level relationship. That's the concept of Mishkan. So till now he explained, right? The what's chakuk, the ekia she ekia, and the yudke. He explained that, right? Now he's explained something more. The Indian kiso, the concept of the throne of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The throne of the Kodesh Baruch Hu represents his malchus, and that's also incomplete. Gam ken yidua, it's also known. Ki gdulat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, malchuto, and his kingship is within Yisrael, is with Klal Yisrael. V'kashehen b'shiflut, when they are low, when they are spoken about, u'begalut, and in exile, ein malchuto shlema, his kingship isn't complete. Because in order to be a king, you need a people. And if you don't have a people, your people are lowly. They're not worthy. They're not considered. They're thrown around. They're talked about. Look at today. Zionism is racism. Apartheid. We're killing these poor Arabs. The shiflut. And this is also what Rav Nachman said. That's what the goyim do in Golos. The mashpilas. What gives us achein? Learning Torah. It's the same thing we're speaking about here. Just different facets of the same thing. You understand? Remember we learned that? The chein comes from the chibu of the chochma to the malchus. This is the same thing. The chibu of us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that gives us achein amongst the people. So when we have a chibu, we have a connection through Torah. And the chibu of the Mishkan is really Torah. The Shechina, the Ramban says this, the Shechina that was on Har Sinai, is the divine presence on Har Sinai, which is the revelation of Torah, is the same divine presence as in the Mishkan. I.e. the revelation of the Mishkan is the revelation of Torah. That's why Sanhedrin, right, the high courts, the place for them was Mokom HaMikdash, the place of the Mishkan. U'b'galut, right? His malchus isn't complete. U'lachein. V'lechein, Amru, Hashem Yimloch L'alam Va'ed. We say, okay, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will be, his malchus will be forever. V'ki ein melech belo tzava, there's not a king without a people, without a host of people. V'ein nikra Hashem Tzavakot, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not called Hashem Tzavakot, a God of hosts, a God of people. Ad shigael etzavo, until the Jewish people are redeemed, v'yimloch aleihem, and then he has a people that he's ruling over. Kamo shekatuv, like it says, goaleinu Hashem Tzvakot. When Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals us, then his name is Hashem Tzvakot, a God of hosts, a God of the people. Shama goalam chazak Hashem Tzvakot shemo. When he reveals us with strength, then Hashem, his name is Tzvakot. Hashem, his name is with hosts, his kingship. So Hashem Tzvakot represents that expression of his kingship in the world. V'ken ki melech Hashem Tzvakot, he's bringing other psukim that the malchus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is revealed in his name Hashem Tzvakot. See, Hashem Tzvakot is the name Hashem Tzvakot represents God's name when he's revealed to his people. His malchus is expressed. V'zehu she'amru. Now we understand this, what was engraved on this stick. Right? Umachina le ba'avlata, and he was hit with this stick. The chakikale that's written on it, ekye ashe ekye, the first haftacha, that I will be with you in the galus. Ka, that his name will be expressed. Yudke, that's God's name, right? Will be expressed. What do you mean his name, Yudke, will be expressed? When galus, only that name is expressed, but it's going to be expressed. And he's going to reveal the mask. Why? And then it's going to, his name's going to be Hashem Tzvakot, God of a host. So this rod, which is saying to hit the Malach HaMavos, to hit the Yetzirah, to fight in Golus, that's what's, those are the names that are written. Those are God's names of Jerusalem, which you just explained above. The promise that He's going to redeem us from the Golus, He's going to be with us, sorry, from the Golus, and the second promise is going to redeem us. And that we are His Mashkon. We know that we're the revelation of God in the world, so therefore He has to redeem us, because without that, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is not going to be revealed. And since the whole purpose, the whole reason for the creation of the world, for that name to be revealed, therefore we have a mashkon, we know that He's going to redeem us. Now, ube'eze schut anachnu mitzapim kol zot. What schut do we have that we believe that we can... we're hoping for this. The very desire for this to happen is what will cause it to happen. But Amru, and they say, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, miyom shukara beis hamikdash, the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, ein lecha yom veyom shuklalato merubim chaveru. Each day it's klalah, the bad is happening more than the previous day. If we look at today, every year, every moment, last year was a war, this year this, every time it's getting worse for us. Amma al-makaya. So what is the world standing? Klal Yisrael b'shiflus. We're not important in the world. We're low in the world. What's the world standing? Akadusha desidra. And the Kedusha that we say, what's Kedusha Sivra? It's Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. That's a Gemara in Sotim and Test. V'ken Matzeret Otanu L'Olam Haba. And it saves us in the world to come. What does that mean? Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah means, well, we say Yehei will be Shmei, Shem, His name, Yud-Kei, Rabbah, complete. We're yearning for God's name to be complete in the world. That yearning is going to bring the Gula. So atafkid in all of this, like you said before, the purpose in all this tzar is for us to realize, Ein lanu ela avinu shebishamayim. The only one that can save us is Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we have that clear revelation, that clear understanding, and we say, Yehei Shmei Rabbah, let God's name be complete, we're yearning for that period of time. With kol kocho, says the Gemara, it's mevatel all the gzeiros. It removes all the tzaras. It removes all the gavos. Kamosha katub, like it says, Amaresh Lakish, kol ha'one amen. Anyone who says amen, but kol kocho, with all his strength, amen yeshmi rabbah, with all his strength, potchim lo shar gan eden, is open to him the gates of Gan Eden. What's the gates of Gan Eden? That's gula. That's olam haba. That's the final redemption. Shneema pitchu sharin. Open the gates. V'yavo goy tzadik. Will come this goy tzadik. That's the shome emunim. This is the Mashiach. Al tikrei shome emunim. Don't say it's a person who guards emunim. Ela sh'omrim amen. We say amen yehei shmei rabbah. The yearning is going to bring this Mashiach. The yearning of this period of time is going to bring Mashiach. V'amru kol ha'oni amen ba'olam hazeh. Anyone who says this amen, this yearning in this world, amen means I believe in this. This is haftacha. I believe that this is what's going to be. I'm yearning for this. I believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring ultimately the geula. Right? Zoche v'oneh lo'olam haba. Will be zoche to say the same amen when his name is revealed in the world to come. Shenema amen v'amen. Amen in this world. The yearning for his name to be complete, and then the amen when his name is complete, and you see it, and there's the revelation in the world to come. V'zeu shome amenim. He guards these two amenim. Peu shnei amenim. V'zeu omrim kan. Amen, amen said. That's what's written on the rod at the end. Amen, amen said. There's two amens. Amen in this world is the promise and the belief that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is going to be complete, and the yearning for it. And therefore, when we see that revelation, the ultimate, the goel tzedek is going to come, then we'll say the amen from seeing the revelation of God in that world. And so, basically, what's chakuk, what's engraved on that rod, is exactly the process, the haftacha, and the process to bring this haftacha and to bring this geula into the world. With me? Goy tzaddik means Mashiach. And the Arizal says this as well. The Arizal, when he wrote his Hakdama of Eitz Chaim, his question was, why Mashiach coming? So he gave one reason, another reason, gave one reason for with not doing certain things properly, I'm not going to it. But he said, what the Gur is saying here, the way to bring on Mashiach is to yearn for it. The yearning, the realization that all we have is Avinu Shebishamayim, all we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the yearning for Him to be revealed in our lives, that's what's going to bring Mashiach. And it goes very well with Chazal. Did Chazal say, why was his name called Yishmael? Because the tsaras, the pain of Golus that he does to us, that will cause us to daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yishmael. That means the whole point of God's Yishmael is that we come to that realization of yearning. And if we come to that realization of yearning without the pain, we won't need the pain. The yearning is sufficient to bring on Mashiach. It's also explaining what Amen Avodah in terms of our personal lives. We're all in Golus. When a person's in Tzara, what's his main Avodah? Says the Ramban, there's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam, if Tfilah is Deraisa. But everyone agrees that a time of pain, a time of Tzara, Tfilah is Deraisa. What does it mean Tfilah is Deraisa? It means Zechiyu, we have an obligation to daven Mideraisa. That means your requirement when you're in pain, when you're in Golus, is to yearn for Kodesh Baruch to save you. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do your hishtadlus. It doesn't mean you shouldn't work on yourself. It doesn't mean you shouldn't try and change yourself. But start with tefillah. Start with prayer. That's where you start with asking Him to save you, or to give you the chokhmah, or the wisdom to change, or the ability to change. It starts with Him. And that's what David HaMelech said, Hashem tzifatai tiftach. I don't even have the ability to open my lips. For amazing, how can I open my lips? With Bat Sheva, remember we learned that? Ufi yagit yatecha, and my mouth, when you open my lips, then I'll be able to reveal your praise. I need your help. Help me, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of all of Odes Hashem.